Good morning, everyone, and thank you for joining us for the second day of this AI workshop. INS Valsura is playing host to some of the finest AI experts across the globe as they share their knowledge, insight, and experiences with you during the workshop. May I now request Commodore J.S. Noah, Commanding Officer, INS Valsura, to commence the proceedings for the day.
Respected Vice Admiral M.A. Hampiholi, Flag Officer Commanding in Chief, Southern Naval Command, Flag Officers, Senior Dignitaries, Distinguished Speakers, Participants of the Fourth Workshop on Artificial Intelligence, Officers, Ladies and Gentlemen, good morning and welcome to the second day of the fourth edition of this workshop, which focuses on technologies for decision making in the maritime domain. While on day one of the workshop, we got insights into some of the nuances of the usage of artificial intelligence and data science in practical applications, today the flow would be more on the deployment of AI systems and moving beyond the pilot phase. As many would understand, transformation technologies typically go through three phases. There is the initial phase of skepticism, and when people begin to see some potential, there is a phase of excitement, and then there is a phase of realism. And so it is with the field of artificial intelligence as well. In this, it is prudent to highlight that the Indian Navy has been on the course of induction of contemporary cutting-edge technologies for decades. And fundamental to this has been the writing of staff requirements, typical development of systems and ship construction can span years, and therefore the requirements specified today have to be contemporary when the ship gets commissioned, perhaps 5 or so years later. And therefore, in the directorate where such requirements are specified, there has to be a bridging of the gap between skepticism and realism. And if the Navy is known for inducting contemporary technologies, a lot of the credit goes to the people who have invested their time in understanding technology and forecasting its usage in the Navy. And rightfully and appropriately so, Vice Admiral May Hampiholi, as the preliminary speaker for today, has vast experience in this area. We are privileged to have him amongst us. And for those who have had the opportunity to know the Admiral, he is known as a leader who gives particular attention to practical aspects of undertaking any task while keeping focus on the essentials when taking decisions on matters that have long-term implication for the Navy. He is also a keen sportsman and a accomplished athlete. Vice Admiral M.A. Hampiholi is an alumnus of the National Defense Academy and the winner of the prestigious President's Gold Medal. The Admiral was commissioned in the Indian Navy on 1st of July 1985. An anti-submarine warfare specialist, the Admiral has commanded 3 ships, the Stealth Brigade Talwar, landing ship tank large Magar, and the missile vessel Nashak. His command tenures ashore include Commandant, National Coast Guard of Mauritius, as well as Commandant Naval Academy and Commanding Officer INS Mandovi. He has also tenanted the appointment of Executive Officer and Principal Warfare Officer of Missile Corvette Kukri. His staff appointments ashore include tenures as Staff Officer ESW at Local Workup Team West, Joint Director, the Directorate of Personnel, Naval Assistant to the Flag Officer Commanding in Chief, Eastern Naval Command, Senior Directing Staff at the Naval War College, and the Principal Director at the Directorate of Staff Requirements of the Defence Services Staff College, Wellington. He is a graduate of the Defence Services Staff College, Wellington, the Naval War College, Mumbai, and the National Defence College, in all of which he has bagged top honours. On elevation to flag rank, the Admiral held important staff appointments as the Assistant Chief of Personnel, Human Resource Development at the Naval Headquarters, and the Flag Officer Sea Training. February 2018 to March 2019, and I'm sure officers present here from the other services realize the significance of commanding a key operational wing of the Indian Navy during this period. On promotion to the rank of Vice Admiral in March 2019, he was appointed as the Director General Naval Operations. He then served as the Commandant, Indian Naval Academy, from July 2020 to November 2021. Vice Admiral M.A. Hampiholi took over the command of Southern Naval Command as the Flag Officer Commanding in Chief in November 2021. The Admiral has been awarded Nausena Medal in 2011 and the Ati Vishesh Seva Medal in 2019. May I now request the Admiral to kindly deliver the plenary address.
Commodore J.S. Dhanoa, the commanding officer, INS Valsura, eminent speakers from academia and industry, ladies and gentlemen, a very good morning to you all. It is indeed a pleasure to address you all in this fourth edition of the Artificial Intelligence Workshop being conducted at INS Valsura, designated as a center of excellence for AI and big data in the Indian Navy. This workshop is progressively becoming a forum for sharing of ideas pertaining to application of AI in the domain of maritime security. Until a few years ago, terminologies such as neural networks, deep learning, reinforcement learning, natural language processing were largely considered esoteric terms. However, today they have become a part of common use vocabulary. The last decade has witnessed unprecedented progress of scientific and technological innovation, bringing significant transformation in day-to-day operations across diverse fields. Exponential increase in computing power, ubiquitous availability of cheaper and faster storage devices, and development of advanced algorithms has enabled disruptive transformation of AI from its theoretical footholds into a powerful tool today, which is increasingly becoming pervasive in our daily lives. Similar to the transformations which the civilian world is witnessing now, AI has already begun to play a major role in reshaping the use of technology in the defense sector. Presently, conventional military capabilities are being augmented with capable AI-enabled sensors and decision support systems. Such systems have the potential of improving ordnance delivery. Consequently, there is a great interest in the use of this technology for defense and security applications. The Government of India has already provided the necessary impetus in this direction by establishing the AI Task Force on Defense way back in 2018 to arrive at a roadmap on promoting AI in defense. The recently concluded first of its kind symposium and defense exhibition named the AI Defense, AI in Defense, that is in July this year, under the aegis of the Defense Department Defense Production, has placed a lot of commitment insofar as AI is concerned in this area. I would like to bring out certain aspects wherein post, I think we've lost contact. Can I be heard? If I can be heard, if you could just.
Affirmative, sir. You are audible and visible, sir.
Okay. Okay, to continue. During the AI in Defense Symposium, the Honorable Raksha Mantri appreciated the fact that the Ministry of Defense, Armed Forces, DRDO, DPSUs, and the industry are making meaningful efforts to provide innovative and indigenous AI solutions for defense in the domain of unmanned systems, cybersecurity, intelligent monitoring systems, logistics and supply chain management systems, and operation data analytics. He echoed the vision of the Honorable Prime Minister for developing AI-enabled and AI-led applications to ensure social welfare and national security, and for making India as a global hub for artificial intelligence. The use of AI in warfare is increasing, particularly in overcoming the challenges in the battlefield, where ambiguity is often prevalent and impacts decision-making. As military systems increasingly get network enabled, a large quantum of data will be required to be processed using intelligent systems, hosting AI algorithms, and so on and so forth. In the coming decade, we are likely to move towards a system of systems deployed across platforms, where AI modules collaborate in a rather federated manner. This move towards networked intelligence systems requires harnessing the expertise in academy and industry. India is home to world-class academicians and scientists spread across our premier academic institutions and industries. One of the key aspects towards adoption of AI and its technology is development and deployment of in-house pilot projects for capacity and capability building. Identification of the right use cases and leveraging the expertise of academia and industry would be very crucial in achieving this. These use cases could vary from a simple workflow automation to complex systems such as UAVs and mission planning using techniques like manned, unmanned teaming. For this, close interaction between end users and technology experts needs to be fostered to ensure fit for purpose system designs that deliver in the field. AI in itself is an evolving technology, and it is extremely important to keep ourselves abreast of the advances and the trajectory it takes in order to ensure that the Navy and the Armed Forces stay ahead of the curve for incorporating this technology in their systems. A comprehensive long-term vision of the strategic and military role of AI in maritime domain rests on the foundation of sound understanding, not only of the present, but more importantly, forecasting the future so that staff requirements are not only futuristic, but also realizable. The fourth edition of AI workshop provides an opportunity for all stakeholders to gain a deeper understanding of use of this technology and its challenges in the maritime domain. I'm sanguine that the talks in this webinar will help us by being better informed about the possibilities of these technologies, what it can achieve, and more importantly, its limitations. I must congratulate the workshop organizers on their thoughtful selection of the theme and the sub-themes, which promise to accelerate the adoption of AI. I extend my sincere gratitude to the professionals from industry and academia who agreed to share their knowledge and experience with the naval community. As I have been briefed this morning, there has been an active involvement with a significant number of naval officers participating online from various units across the country, and the same is expected today and tomorrow as well. I'm sure that the participants will have very engaging and intellectually stimulating discussions ahead. And I believe this workshop would aid in building expertise that will facilitate greater understanding of AI and AI-based systems and their exploitation in the area of maritime security and safety. Thank you very much. Wish you all the very best. Shona Varun, Jai Hind.
Thank you, sir, for your very aptly spoken words and bringing in an essential alignment of thought at the beginning of the day, which is focused on deployment, whereby we work on realizable achievements in the near term. Thank you once again, sir, for delivering the plenary address for this workshop today.